out of millions of millions of millions of persons, one of them tried to realize what they are, what is their self. Then out of those, out of 1 million, one person, out of such 1 million who try to realize self, so there may be one who claim to be perfect. And among those who are claiming to be perfect, hardly anyone knows me. So therefore, from that perspective, if you consider the whole this earthly planet, so several crores of people are there, then we have very dedicated devotees who are here, so who are perfect their lives. So all glories to you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. And today's verse is actually a continuation of yesterday's. So yesterday verse was 62, 61, so which was about glorification of Lord Sri Krishna. And today is about glorification of Krishna's, books. So obviously these books are the one which came to us. Originally they were in Sanskrit, but in the form of English. And then ease of translation, ease of understanding made possible by Prabhupada. So that brings to Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON movement that is founded. And the reason I decided to just continue that same verse, next one, because inside Prabhupada is talking about how Hare Krishna movement is actually transforming heart. So he is explicitly talking about it. He says, nowadays the people, youngsters from America and Europe, they are taking up and they are very happy and then spreading and then is appreciating. And so because of this popularity, sometimes people resist, some people oppose this movement. But Prabhupada says that in spite of all those opposition, at the end you will become successful. So these are Prabhupada's statement. So one of the best way of remembering Prabhupada is to hear about what he has done and how it is transforming hearts of people. Okay, so that is why I just thought, just pick up that, continue with. So it becomes smoother. Yeah, Janmasmi to Nandostava, on the same day, Prabhupada appearance day, and glorifying Prabhupada through the impact that movement has made in the lives of people. So that is why you can see this is more about the benefit of hearing the glories of Lord from Srimad Bhagavatam. And through that, we can achieve this vision, what we call transcendental vision. We all have vision, correct? With our eye, we can see some things. And this is through our senses. But senses become weak. So that is why we have got this speck, so that we can see Radha Vallabha much more clearly. Right? So this is still a material vision through material vision, but with hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, then what do we develop? So we develop this vision which becomes more transcendental. Then you will be see reality of what you really are, what everybody will. Then with that connection, so we can develop truly this what we call, Prabhupada calls the peace formula. We can live peacefully and happily in this world, and this make this world itself is Vaikuntha Loka. For devotees, whether it is a bhuloka, earthly planet, material world, or a spiritual world, actually same. So if you are liberated, what do? So just go there and just simply sit idle in the Goloka Vrindavan? No, activity. So before you go there, so all this that we are doing are the training, and we become natural when we go there. So if you are not trained here, it is not natural. Suddenly we go, we become rigid. Looks like this is not the nice place. So we go back to material world. So if you get trained here, the activities are similar, but much more transcendental, directly connection with the Supreme Lord. Whereas here we are connected to Supreme Lord through Paramatma. Correct? Paramatma is in our heart, if you realize. But there, we don't need Paramatma. And Paramatma is not there because directly Supreme Lord is there. Yeah, so you are directly with Supreme Lord. Right now we can't see with our vision where Paramatma is. So it requires transcendental vision. So with that, let us move on. So this is a chapter 24 from Canto 9. And so this is the 9th canto. Although it is called Srimad Bhagavatam, but there is a title to 9th canto also. That is called Liberation. 9th canto is about liberation. So on the cover you will see Lord Ramachandra Yeah, Lord Ramachandra and Mother Sita. So this, most of it is about pastimes coming from the dynasty of this Ramachandra. Then the last chapter is Krishna. The next is 10th, right, 10th. So last chapter is Krishna, and the title is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada has given a nice title, and let's go to verse 62. So before we move on, let us invoke auspiciousness. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, so let us read word by word, then it become easier for us to read the full. Please repeat after me. Yasmin Satkarna Piyuse Yasya Tita Vare Sakrat Srotanjaliha Upasprayasa Dunante Karma Vasanam Yasmin Satkarna Piyuse Yasmin Satkarna Piyuse Yasya Tirtha Vare Sakrat Yasya Tirtha Vare Sakrat Srotanjaliye Rupasa Prayasa Srotanjaliye Rupas Prasaya Dunute Karma Vasanam Dunute Karma Vasanam Yasmin Taskarna Piyuse Yasya Tirtha Vare Sakrat Srotanjale Rupas Prasaya Dunute Karma Vasanam Yasmin Satkarna Piyuse Yasya Tirtha Vare Sakrat Sruta jale rupas prasya Dunite karma vasanam Prabhus
Yasmin satkarna piyushe
Yasmin satkarna piyushe
Yasya
tirtha vare sakrat Srotanjale Rupas Prasya Dunite Karma Vasanam Mataris.
Yasmin Satkarna Piyuse.
Yasmin Satkarna Piyuse.
Yashastita Vare Sakrit.
Yashastita Vare Sakrit.
Shrotanjale Upaspishya.
Shrotanjale Upaspishya.
Dunute Karma Vasana.
Dunute Karma Vasana.
Yasmin Satkarna Piyuse.
Yasmin Satkarna Piyuse.
What translation? Yasmin.
Yasmin.
In the history of the
transcendental activities of Krishna
upon the surface of the earth,
Satkarna
Piyushe,
who pleases the demands of the transcendental purified ears.
Yastirtavare, keeping oneself in the best of holy places,
by hearing the transcendental activities
of the Lord.
Sakrat,
once only,
immediately.
Srotanjaliha,
in the form of hearing
the transcendental message.
Upasprasya,
touching exactly like the water of the Ganges.
Dunute,
destroys.
Karma vasanam,
the strong desire for fruitive activities.
Translation
by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Simply by receiving the glories of Lord through the purified transcendental ears, the devotees of the Lord are immediately freed from the strong material desires and engagement in fruitive activities.
Purport. When the devotees orally receive the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as enacted in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, they immediately achieve a transcendental vision in which they are no longer interested in material activities. Thus, they achieve freedom from the material world. For sense gratification, practically everyone is engaged in material activities, which prolongs the process of janma mrutu jara vyadi, birth, death, old age and disease. But the devotee, simply by hearing the message of Bhagavad Gita and further releasing the narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam, becomes so pure that he no longer takes interest in material activities. At the moment, devotees in the Western countries are being attracted by Krishna consciousness and becoming uninterested in material activities. And therefore, people are trying to oppose this moment. But they cannot possibly check this moment or stop the activities of devotion in Europe and America by their artificial imposition. Here the word Srotanjalir Upas Prayasya indicate that simply by hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord, the devotees become so pure that they are immediately immune to the contamination of material fruitive activities. Annablishasunnam, material activities are unnecessary for the soul, and therefore devotees are freed from such activities. The devotees are situated in liberation, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate, and therefore they cannot be called back to their material homes and material activities.
Om Ajnana Trimindasya Jnananjala Salakaya Chakshurunmitamena Tasme Sri Gurve Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishnapadaya Bhutale Srimate భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వదేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశ తారిణి జాయ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివసాది గౌరభక్తవంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ.
And so today's our discussion will certainly center around so this verse and also connect with the Srila Prabhupada movement, which means connecting with Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada consider this Hare Krishna movement ISKCON as his body, not different. So associating with Hare Krishna movement founded by Srila Prabhupada is equivalent to associating it with Vapu. Then obviously when you associate with Vapu, you come and hear Vani. And whatever Vani we are hearing, actually we are just reading from Srila Prabhupada. So that means instead of Prabhupada's directly explaining, reading, so we are just reading. So therefore it is not different. So when we look at our yesterday verse, it was talking more about Kali Yuga. So we are in Kali Yuga, as we know. So there are four yuga in the cycle of this yuga. There are four yugas: Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, Kali Yuga. But for this cycle, first came Treta Yuga, then came Dwapara Yuga. Usually, if you see other cycles, Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Kali Yuga. Treta three, third yuga, Treta Yuga, then Kali Yuga. But for this yuga, so Lord Sri Krishna said, okay, I'm going to do interchange. Lord Ramachandra, you go first. So that's why we got Ramachandra, Treta Yuga. Then appeared, then came Dwapara Yuga. That is where Krishna came. So that is our chapter, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, and why is it so special? It is so special for us in this yuga cycle for us, because Krishna appeared just 5,000, a little bit more, years ago. Correct? Imagine if Krishna had not interchanged this, Treta Yuga would have been millions and millions of years far away. Whereas it is very close to us. And then furthermore, the very next, the immediately after Lord Krishna left to go back to his spiritual world, then we have Kali Yuga started. And furthermore, in this Kali Yuga, among all the cycles, in this Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, within 5 years of Lord Krishna's departure, appeared. So this is very, very unique. And we have so many cycles, and this is very unique. So that is why, it is really a great mercy bestowed on us, that we are very close to Supreme Lord departure also. Therefore, still the knowledge is intact. So the previous verse primarily says that in Kali Yuga, so the Lord activities are such that simply by remembering, so one can achieve, higher success and get relieved from pangs of this material existence. So the trouble that we have got, so can easily be relieved and then connected with Supreme Lord very easily, simply by remembering Krishna. And today's verse is talking about Sat Karna Piyuse. Karna means here, correct? So remembering Lord means we remember through mind. And today we hear about Krishna through Karna, through ear. Karna Piyuse. And he says, Yasmin. What is Yasmin? The history about Lord activities on the surface of earth. What does it mean? So if you just simply remember the leelas Lord Krishna performed in Vrindavan, in Bharata Bhumi, so which we heard Lord yesterday. So Yasmin, that is history. And how do you hear the history? Through your Karna. When you hear such history of Lord Krishna, these Karnas get pleased. This is very important. If it is not pleasant to hear, you don't like to hear that anymore. You might just put up with that for a few minutes, then you escape.
But if Krishna's activities, pastimes, and his especially Bala Leelas, the childhood Leelas, childhood pastimes, when you hear, so that pleases our karna, our ear. So that is the first point. Yasmin sat karma piyuse, piyuse. So it gives so much a pleasant. Then of course, apart from this ear, and the mind, we also have other senses. Even other senses are so pleased, especially the way the programs are set up in this temple or any other Hare Krishna temple in particular. So we have got other senses such as, what other senses? We have got nose, so we have tongue, we have skin, correct? So we have nose, of course, to smell. So these are multiple senses. And so we need to please them too. So when you enter the temple, to please our eyes, so you see the beautifully presented deities, and beautifully presented, especially today and yesterday, very beautifully presented. Correct? You can see Gaurinitha is so beautiful, then Radhavallabha is so beautiful, pleasure to see anyone. So even anyone who opposes this thing, you should invite them. Yesterday there was a lot of mention. So please keep your, the voice of Kirtan as well as possible so that it doesn't disturb neighbors. So if devotees were, or somehow if you had invited all those felt disturbed today morning, come and just see. Because not many much devotees are there, they can come pleasant and see. If they had this vision, of the deity that are presented there, they would have become our friends, and next year no problem, everybody will be here. You can do kirtan as loud as possible. So this is a task that for all the devotees of MISKCON Melbourne for next 1 year, so that next year we'll have a more smooth and without any fear of anybody. So some of the devotees who are in ashram, so and others, please take up this task on Prabhupada's appearance day. So this is a very nice task. Krishna, so you are a youngster here, so please take this task as your life and goal. How to make the devotees on the Dank Street and devotees on the Pay Street, all the residents, devotees. Yes? That is the task. Just think about, through our mental, Krishna has given you brain. Not only brain, he has bestowed his name to you. Correct? So therefore, make that name successful simply by making devotees of this Dank State and the Pay State devotees. Then there is no fear. Correct? The fear is there. Prabhupada is saying. So this, at this moment, devotees in the Western countries are being attracted to Krishna conscious movement. And it's becoming very popular. That is why there are some people trying to oppose this movement. But they cannot possibly check this movement to stop the activities of devotees in Europe and America. Prabhupada is talking about America and Europe. Now we are in Australia. And sometime we are facing and something this task for us. That means there is something lacking in our service, our activities. So we need to take inspiration from Prabhupada. When Prabhupada wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam, that time the movement was primarily in Europe and America. That's why Prabhupada is referring here. So now, so we are here in Australia. So some people consider it also a little bit like a Western country. So we need to add Australia to the list. And very, very important. And of course, Prabhupada remembered Australia. And he bestowed a special glory to Australia. And I'm sure all of you read Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And when you read purport, the preface, the opening of the book, then you will see immediately Prabhupada mentions Australia. So this Prabhupada has written this preface. Usually when you write a book, author also writes a preface. And that preface, author expresses what was his mood, and why did he really write this book? Inside the text as it is, but before that author expresses, why did he write? And that expression Prabhupada made here in Australia, and here the book is there. He says, may 12, 1971, Sydney, Australia. So Australia is there. So Australia has made itself in the Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita book. You should also make itself in Srimad Bhagavatam. And when that happens, surely, so we will not have any restrictions from any of the neighbors, either here or anywhere else. And this is a task on us. Perhaps maybe Hare Krishna's are called as kitchen religion. We hear often the Victorian government people, politicians, they say Hare Krishna's. They can't only think of prasada that they distribute in cities or wherever it is. Kitchen religion. So if you are to be kitchen religion, then how can we please our neighbors? So some of the devotees who are maybe born and brought up here, so they probably know very well their taste buds. What do they like to eat? How do we satisfy their tongue? Perhaps on Christmas day and various festival day, we make some few items and present to all the neighbors. Maybe you just give them little and put a note. So if you like this taste, just please give one message and call us and we will deliver you as much as you like. And then you see, by next 1 year, when we have this Prabhupada Appearance Day, Nandotsava Day, Krishna Janamasmi, we will not have this restriction. So this is a task, please take up. And each one of us take us in a small way. Of course, one is we can make after Janmasmi or yesterday, thousands of thousands of came. Then, of course, at midnight, some of the devotees holding, please go quietly, don't talk. Our Hare Krishnas are not quiet. When they are chanting loudly. Loud enough, not only the residents are hearing, but also their dogs are hearing. Morning, if you are coming, say at 7 o'clock to the temple, or Mangal Arati, those who come who are fortunate enough, when they are coming, you will see the dogs will bark. At least for me, the dog on the corner, that Victoria Venua and the other dog, always barks. Even though that knows me, even during lockdown, the lockdown of 2-3 years, so I was very fortunate to come somehow to, in the name of broadcasting, to come here today. So even though it knows me, it probably knows my smell, correct? Dogs are very smart in their nose, they recognize. But still it will bow, 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 bow. I just say, Hare Krishna, then it just keep quiet and then I keep coming. And when he says, bow, 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 if I don't reply, it will come and sometimes bite. I think one of my dhoti also bit under the hole. You see? Yeah. Anyway, so we need to make not only that dog tell us Hare Krishna, but also their masters also tell us Hare Krishna. Then this movement in Melbourne will be successful. Then we can do this Hare Krishna very, very peacefully and happily. Anyway, coming to this Karna Piyuse. Karna. So just by hearing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, the content, it will please ear, and then when we are in the temple, it will please our eye, and it will please our nose. And right now Prabhu is bringing those flowers that are offered to Lord, and then I am sure, so it pleases our nose, smelling, correct? Then we have a tongue. Actually, it is so pleasant to speak about Krishna. So, it may take time for you to prepare whatever Prabhupada has presented in this verse as a purport and also in the context. It is so pleasant to speak about Krishna's glory. And of course, tongue is to use for vibration. So that's what we are doing, speaking about Krishna. And tongue is the one which is also used for honoring the prasada. And this is a mercy. So you can use this tongue for honoring the prasada. And I'm sure all of you enjoyed this prasada from today, 12 a.m. to 1 p.m. Only today, just few hours ago. Then if you wait for few more hours at 1 p.m., so you are going to have a festival, prasada, celebrating occasion of Prabhupada appearance, correct? That will also be very pleasant, very tasteful. So release the prasada. Yeah. Then of course, then the skin, the another sense organ.
So sometime, you know, when you come here, so you see some devotees, somehow you feel connected, you give them a hug. You feel very happy. And also even our skin also feels become happy. So when you connect, when you hug a person who is also happy, so that happiness is transformed to us. Correct? So a simple example, like you take a magnet and piece of iron, breathing together a little bit, hug, then this iron also becomes magnet. Try it out. We used to try these things, experiment when we were in Bollywood in primary school and all. Nowadays I haven't done, but I don't know whether my children are doing. But anyway, you can try it out. And the fire, here we do cooking all the time. So you take a small piece of needle, for hairpin, just put there in the fire. So because it's in touch with the fire, automatically the fire is also coming to that iron piece. Correct? And then of course, we connected this wire to that the power house. Then the power is also coming and then powering this mobile phone, which we are using it for broadcasting. Correct? So connection. So with connection, that means we can engage all our senses directly within Krishna's teaching, Krishna's messages, Krishna's glories, and then be happy. So that's how we engage. Even not only us, even the devotees in the Satyavaga, such as Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was the emperor of the whole earthly planet. Not just Australia, not just India, not just Indonesia, not just America, no, whole earthly planet. So even the people at other planet like Brahma, Shiva, knew Ambarish Maharaj. And of course, Supreme Lord Narayana knew him because he simply engaged senses in simple services. So we have Karmendriyas and Gnanendriyas, correct? Karmendriya like leg. What do you do with the leg? Walk. So walk from home to the temple or from temple to some other place. We are walking. So if you are walking from home to here using your leg, so you are engaged in service of Krishna. And the moment you enter, you see, there is one, some flower petals and dust is there. You just clean it. So your hand became Krishna conscious. Correct? So it's connected with Krishna. Then when we come here, we pay obeisance. Especially Dandavat Pranam is very good. So those who didn't had opportunity to sleep for too long today, right? We went home at 1 o'clock, then someone managed to start sleeping at 2 o'clock, then suddenly get up at 6 o'clock, 2 to 6 is only 4 hour. Then maybe our body is not fully satisfied. Come and do Dandavat Pranam for 2 minutes if you like. Fully relieved. So Dandavat Pranam is also no waste. Correct? Everything. So pleasant to the body, pleasant to mind. On top of it, connection with Krishna. We are doing Dandavat Pranam, giving some pleasure to our body also. Dandavat Pranam is to show our appreciation to Supreme Lord, show our appreciation to Prabhupada. But there is also indirect benefit. Correct? So that's why Prabhupada says that you don't have to do too much thing. Just simply do simple activities. Everything is included. Liberation comes behind you. Just like a shadow. When you are walking, shadow you can't avoid. Shadow will come. So when you are engaged in service, as performed in Hare Krishna moment, automatically this liberation follows you. And the title of this book is Liberation actually. So this liberation, you don't have to do tapas for 10,000 years, standing on toes, simply engaging in this Kali Yuga, and that is further simplified by Prabhupada, this moment that whatever we do in connection in a simple way and you can perfect your life and get liberation. Liberation, you are not aiming for liberation. Some yogis perform tapas in Himalayas to achieve liberation. And there in Himalayas, is simply cold ice. And there is no air conditioner. And there is no light. So full of danger. Because any time that ice can slip. But they are sitting there with fully determined to achieve what? Liberation. Whereas for the devotees who are engaged in service, so they are happily having air conditioner. If it feels hot, there is air conditioner, and if you feel still more hot, there is a fan, and you use all of these and then engage in service. That is called Yukta Vairagya. This Ambarish Maharaj simply use all his karmendriyas and jnanes in the simple service and achieve the mercy of Krishna. And he became fearless. Actually, Lord Narayana made his Sudarshana as his assistant to protect. Devotees are not desiring, they are not fearful. Correct? They are not asking Lord that give me protection, give me military, give me police so that they are around, they protect me. No such asking. But Lord Narayana want to make sure that he is protected. And you will see in the past times of the Ambarish Maharaj, when Durvasamuni cursed him and also, you know, created a demon out of his hair. You know, the demon he created so that the demon can kill Ambarish Maharaj. But that didn't happen. Instead, Sudarshana has actually killed, not only killed, but also chased this Durvasamuni. Durvasamuni started running everywhere. Then he ran and asked Shiva, Lord Shiva, please protect me from this Sudarshana Chakra. He said, "Smoke my son, I can't do it. Maybe ask Brahma." So he went to Brahma. Brahma said, "Sorry, this is beyond my jurisdiction." Correct? Like you are a Victorian police versus federal police. When the federal police come, Victorian police can't do anything. They can bypass. Correct? So beyond jurisdiction. Then he went to Narayana. Narayana said, "I can't do anything. You please, when it comes to my devotees, you only get excuse from the devotees." So that is when he has to come back and get eluded. So you can see, simply by engaging, one can become successful. So all of this, how to engage the senses, is already formula given. Then of course, so what is the benefit of this engaging the senses and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita? So one, of course, we know that our vision becomes transcendental. When our vision becomes transcendental, so we come to the platform of Brahma Bhuta. Krishna says that, so Pandita Samadarsaniha, so when person become a devotee, so he can see with equal vision. What can he see? He can see that, oh, here is a devotee, Supreme Lord in heart. Oh, here is this dog in Albert Park. Walking around, they can see a Supreme Lord in the dog. Oh, here is the chandala. Okay, they can see there. Here is this one ant. Inside, they see a Supreme Lord. So, if the ant is walking here, the devotees, what do they do? If it is very, materialist person, they'll go and trample on it. They see it and trample, kill it. But the devotee, they might pick up, some might take it in hand. Those who are a little bit fearful, they will take one piece of paper like this, correct? Take nearby and take and put it outside. So that is Samadarsaniha. So they come to the platform of this Brahma Bhuta. So when they come to Brahma Bhuta Pratma, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Prasannatma. So they are very joyful. Na Karsati. Na kingsati, na karsati. So they are not lamenting about anything, nor they are morose. And they also three samasarvesu bhutesu. They see all the bhuta, the living entities in this world or any other world equal. So because of that they get param bhakti. Yeah, so you can see this is a very important benefit then we can see. Then why does Bhagavad Gita makes that? So in Kali Yuga says age of dark. That's what we say. Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga, the glorious period, golden age. Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, then you Kali Yuga come to. Kali Yuga is called age of hypocrisy, age of quarrelsome. When you open up any newspaper, the material newspapers like The Age, The Australian, Deccan Herald, The Hindu, The CNN, BBC.com, any of these you open, what do you see? Years of hypocrisy and quarrelsome. So every news talks about how people are fighting between countries, fighting among themselves, and fighting within family in the form of divorce, or any of these, correct? Then hypocrisy. The people who claim themselves the president of a country, but they do so much of nonsense. A president of country need to exhibit highest quality and they must become source of inspiration for the rest of the population. Lord Krishna says, whatever great man does, the rest will follow. If there is someone who is the head of the institute, who is a leader of this country, or leader of this universe, so whatever they do, the rest will follow. And if they were very good quality, moral principles, very kind-hearted, very compassionate, they see everybody with equal vision, then the rest of the population also like that. So when Lord Ramchandra was there in Treta Yuga, we call that as a Rama Raja. So in Rama Raja, all the citizens are so happy. During Rama Raja, Lord Ramachandra makes sure that in the morning, before you wake up at 6 o'clock and walk on the road, before that, they already sprinkle the road with sainted water. Imagine, you wake up and come to our Radhavallabha temple. We're coming, the whole street is sainted, clean with sainted water. Then we're coming. So you are simply already coming intoxicated in that saint and come to Radhavallabha. So that was Ramachandra period. So as a result, the citizens also are equally know their goal of life. So similarly, it's very important that the leaders also have those qualities. And given that Kali Yuga is sort of this dark age, so this Srimad Bhagavatam is called what? Is like a brilliant sun. When there is a darkness, when there is a sun appears brilliant, then only we can see. Otherwise, our senses are useless. We have senses. Can we see anything ourselves in the dark? If the light is switched off, we can't see anything. So we need help of sun, correct? Or this light. Of course, this ultimately the energy of all the light is sun only. Yeah, when you go back. Of course, then finally energy of everything is Sri Krishna. Okay? So so this is Amala Purana. So this is a light. So this is composed immediately after Lord Krishna's departure. Vyasamuni composed, and he said that anyone, the misdirected civilization, if they read this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of transcendental activities of Supreme Lord and his devotees, simply by reading, simply by oral reception, as the first line says, oral reception, what happens? So their karma vasanam dunante. Dunante means eradicated. Karma vasana. You know, this vasana means desire. We say, oh, we are carrying this vasana from previous life to this life. Means the desires we are carrying. And also within this life, we have so enough of vasana, so much of desires, karma desire. Why do we want to do work? In Kali Yuga, people want to work so hard, invent so many things constantly one after other, for what? For comfort of the body. Correct? Just 5 years ago, you might have purchased a mobile phone. During last 5 years, they constantly come out with new app, new version, that version, this version. Then you are forced to keep buying those new mobile phones. To buy those mobile phones, you have to work hard. Just simple mobile phone. Then like that, every other activity is constantly, all our energy, 24 hours, is simply going in thinking about creating this, creating that, how to make this, how to make that. We are not happy with a wife who is live. We are not happy with a husband who is live. Instead, we want to invent a robot. Then we have a robot companion, robot wife, robot husband. Correct? All our kids, a little bit you will see, people will marry a robot. Already some people have married, by the way. So they, instead of marrying a woman or marrying a man, they married a robot. So robot marriage. So of course you have to work very hard to buy that robot. And not only that, the robot, even though that each one of us have different mentality. Correct? So the wife can perfect her life simply by acting to the mentality of a husband. Some husbands are very pleasant, some husbands are maybe irritable, some husband like something. So wife knows, one who adjusted and their life is perfected. No diverse. But if they do not know, diverse. So that is why they are thinking, why all this trouble? Why don't we marry robot?
But to marry that robot, we have to work for 30 years, earn a lot of money, save it, then give it to that company which makes the robot and get that robot wife. And they will program it to your mentality, your desires, your way of sense gratification, whatever, your way. And for this, people are working so hard, like donkeys. And for that purpose, we have to study so much at Albert Park, Middle Park College, Albert Park Middle School, Albert Park College, then Melbourne University, then do so much of research, then lose all our hair, work very hard, then finally get robot wife. Why all of that? And this is called Ugra Karma. And of course, to make robot, you have to have a big factories. Not possible. And these factories are unfortunately not in Australia. They are in China. Correct? Even if you program, the factories are there. Even though Australia has lot of metal. Australia economy simply dig there, take out the metal, send it to China. That is the real economy here. Then what do? They will manufacture the robot or some of those devices, send it here. Whenever there is particle trouble, then we won't have that. Then we'll become morose. Oh, I'm not getting this latest mobile phone. What do? My friend in China has it. My friend in America has it. But I'm not getting one. It's in general philosophy. But if you engage in the service, you are satisfied. Simple living and high thinking. Prabhupada says, the goal of our lives would be simplify your life, simple living and high thinking. But not like others. Simply living and no thinking. Yeah, so this is transcendental vision. And this, by having simply hearing oral reception, you can eradicate dunante karma vasana. Dunante means complete eradication. Karma vasana, that propensity to do, propensity to do activities for sense gratification. For one's own sense gratification. See, sense gratification is there. Prabhupada says that the sense gratification is in every form of body. The dogs are also enjoying. Eating, mating, sleeping, defending, they are also enjoying. Snakes are enjoying, ants are enjoying, cows are enjoying, humans are also doing the same thing. But humans are bestowed with mental faculty, which is a little more higher than others. And then, so we have got, books. So this is written by Vyasamuni. So dogs don't have a book of their own, but we have the books. So we can read, and by pay oral reception, the first one, Karna Piyuse, Sat Karna, Sat means always, right? Satchitananda, Satchitananda, Sat Karna. So always pay this Karna, engage this Karna in hearing, Yasmin, hearing activities of Supreme Lord on earthly surface. That is in Vrindavan, that childhood pastime, for example. Then that pleases your Karna. And by Karna pleasing, our vision becomes transcendental. And that is the, today's one. Then of course, when our vision becomes transcendental, that means our conscience also become, divine. And then as Prabhupada says here in particular again, that this Hare Krishna movement is making people attracted to Krishna's divine qualities. They are becoming Krishna consciousness. Because of that, we are hearing opposition. And of course, this opposition not only in America, but also in Europe, other places, but no one can check it. Yeah, so this is, possible. In the Kali Yuga, people are simply addicted to material activities and sense gratification. But how is it possible that this Krishna consciousness is spreading across the world? Correct? So spreading across the world. And even though we have got all these challenges and wars going on in big scales, but the devotees' happiness is increasing. Isn't it? Mataji, so you have been coming to temple for last 10-15 years. I hope your happiness is keep increasing. Sarveshwari. Correct? Happiness increasing. Even the English teacher expert, but her happiness increasing. That's why she keep coming every day to the temple. Morning, evening, afternoon, whenever possible. Yeah, so you can see. And then of course, millions of people. And this of course, Bhagavad Gita. Millions and millions of copies are sold. Not only in English, but other languages. Arabic languages, Russian languages, then Chinese language. The Bhagavad Gita is in Chinese as well. Chinese language. And then those who are in Chinese also, when they read, they feel very, very connected.
In fact, they feel that they are connected, there is a parallel between the traditional Chinese culture and this Bhagavad Gita culture. They can see the parallel and then feeling very happy. Even though government may put restriction, but they are going underground. Correct? Government can't watch you all the time. So in your time, you can read Bhagavad Gita and that's happening. Russians, same thing, even though they may ban, but not successful. Prabhupada says, and that is, we have seen several times. Few years ago we heard that, oh, Russia is banning Bhagavad Gita. Then after a few days, then everybody, you know, protesting. Protest. Then say, no more banning, this is very good. Correct? So, that happened everywhere. It happened in Australia also. I'm sure you know about history. Within Australia, even in Melbourne, the devotees who were chanted, they were captured and put into Melbourne prison. You read Prabhupada, Leelamrita, their books are there. You will see Hari Sauri Prabhu, who has written. So he talks about the experience of even in Melbourne when you do kirtan, so the devotees were captured and put into the prison. Then after some time they were released. But whereas that doesn't happen to us now, correct? You can royally go and do kirtan in that Swanson Street, Main Street. So then you derive pleasure, and there not only you derive pleasure, you also give pleasure to people who are around, who are hearing this, and some of them become so excited and come and dance with you. Chanting, the dancing, then those who are dancing, devotees are also very smart. They will take some cookies with them and give to them. Okay, very good, you dance with us, please enjoy this cookie. Then they eat, tongue is satisfied, relieved and very happy. Then again, you please keep coming and doing this, and then we will do this again. In fact, I didn't know about Hare Krishna, for example, a few years ago, 10 years ago or so, in Melbourne. But I was walking on Swan Street. Some Matajis, you know, they cross from this road to that road doing kirtan. Then I was thinking, where I am, what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing. Yeah, so that means, so this, the chanting of holy name, through your mouth loudly, means you are giving, bestowing transcendental here voice, transcendental sound to their ear, and then they feel satisfied. Then give them a, then of course they also repeat with you, even though they do not know they repeat, but that is okay. Holy name is very powerful, just like a medicine. We may not know the ingredients of medicine, but when we take, we feel cured. How many of us know what is there in COVID vaccine? We don't know. It may be just the water in the tube from this ocean. Correct? We don't know what is the ingredient. But because we took that medicine, we feel now we are immune from COVID. Become fearless. And then we don't even put mask, come, go everywhere. Correct? Mask is, mask means it's so difficult to breathe. But because you took that medicine, you become fearless. Correct? So similarly, holy name, when you take holy name, you become fearless. We don't know what this holy name power. But because we are chanting, so then the doctor, authorized doctor like Prabhupada prescribed. So a doctor we trust, so we take that, they become fearless. Yeah, so that's why he said Prabhupada is Abhaya Charana. Prabhupada is Abhaya Charana. So this, all of this happening thanks to Prabhupada. And of course, before that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga, after Supreme Lord Krishna departure, after that, after something like 4,500 years, after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't appear directly as the Supreme Lord. So he appeared in the mood of a devotee. So everybody see him as a devotee. But what did he say? He says, I have come here to give this Sankirtana moment. I have come here to give this holy name to everybody. That holy name is a sword that will kill this the demons. Why holy name? In the enemies in Satya Yuga, they were living in different planets. Correct? So devatas in one planet, the demons in another planet. So, up to yesterday, day for yesterday, so we heard a lot about Narasimhadeva appearance. So when did Narasimhadeva appear? He appeared in Satya Yuga. That is when Prahlad was there. Correct? So Prahlad. So that time the devotees, they like devas, they were living in one planet, and this demon Hiranyakashipu living in another planet. That was in Satya Yuga. In Treta Yuga, so this both the devotees and the enemies, the demons, were living in the same planet. Earlier, different planet. In Treta Yuga, same planet. And in Dwapara Yuga, same house. In Kali Yuga, in the same person. Within our us, enemies are there. That is called Aristavargas. Correct? And how do we remove these enemies? How do we kill these enemies? So this is very different formula. So this is the holy name. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu often emphasize those who are born in Bharatavarsya, in Bharata Bhumi, and they need to make their janma sartaka. How? By doing paropakara. Paropakara by sharing the glories of holy name. Yare deke tareka Krishna Upadesha. Those who are born there, whom are they see? Give them Krishna Upadesha. So that way they are happy, you are also happy. But what is happening? Even the people in India, they will escape India. They come to Australia, they go to America, they go to Europe, they go to Timbuktu, they go to Mauritius. Correct? They are going everywhere. So then Chaitanya Babu also predicted. He said, Yadi papi chadi dharma dure deshaya mora senapati bhakta ebe tataya. What is saying that? If some sinful people escape to other countries, then what? Other country, when you escape to other countries, what is happening there? There you give up principles of religiosity, principle of divine qualities. So that is when my senapati bhakta will appear and to give them Krishna consciousness. So this is a prediction. So Srila Prabhupada, so because he sees that some of these papis, impious activities, impious people with desire for only material gratification, they escape to other countries, escape to Australia, like we have come to Australia. But before coming to Australia, I never heard about Hare Krishna, for example. I was one such person, escaped from India to here. So here is a Prabhupada. So who has come as a commander and give a Krishna consciousness. And this is a prediction. Senapati Bhakta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed. He said, within another 420-30 years, in case those who are in Bharata Bhumi, they escape this Bhumi. At that time people are not going. At that time those who are in Punya Bhumi, holy place, or pious place, they are doing pious activities, no problem. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can see, as Kali Yuga progresses, within 400-500 years, people will escape India, go and practice non-religious activity. So therefore, my Sena Bhakti will come and he will go to all those places and establish Krishna consciousness movement. That is what indication of Prabhupada. So that means, so already around 537 years over, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearance, but Prabhupada's appearance, also 100 plus years. So Prabhupada, when did he appear? So he actually born in 1896. So it's September 1st. So this September 1st. So we should have, if you go by English calendar, you would have celebrated this Prabhupada appearance day on September 1st. But we go with this Vedic calendar, then because Prabhupada appeared on the Nandostava day, which is next day of Krishna's appearance, so therefore we are celebrating today. The date may be not same every year, correct? You notice? Janmashtami date is not exactly same every day. So it is the Vedic calendar. Okay? So not the English one, but Vedic calendar. So he was named as Abhaya Charana. When he was named Abhaya Charana, Abhaya means no fear. Charana is lotus feet. That means one who has taken shelter of Supreme Lord Lotus Feet, he is a fearless. Bhajahure mana Srinandanandana. Abhay Charana Aravindare. So when you take your bhajavare mana, this mana, when you engage in Sri Krishna, in the Lord, Abhay Charana, lotus feet, seva, lotus feet thinking, then you become fearless. Okay, so that is what his name also was like that. So Prabhupada, when he became the 5 year, he already started exhibiting this quality of divinity. For example, at 5 year old, just 5 year young boy, so he conducted his own Ratha Yatra. They made a Ratha cart
And his father brought Jagannatha Baladeva Subhadra Maya deity. Then in the street, in front of their house, they did Ratha Kart ceremony, you know. Then go around and everybody chanting, dancing. Who? This 5-year kids. Not only Prabhupada, his neighbors are the neighboring kids, correct? So when you are at home, even here also, especially the small children like 5 years, 6 years, they are very friendly. They will collect all the kids in the other houses. I saw even my daughter. She was 5 years, and the moment we went to that Clayton area, our house, we brought and go there, then immediately all of the neighboring kids who are at 5 years, they all came to our house. And they are playing this and that, all going on. Whereas I didn't know who my neighbor is. But through them, we know the rest. Through the kids. So all kids assembled. So like this. So at 5 years, Prabhupada, that was 1901. He born in 1896. So within 5 years. So as a 5-year boy, he conducted Ratha Yatra. The first Ratha Yatra Prabhupada conducted himself. You can see, from that you can project what will happen as he progresses. Correct? Ratha Yatra conducted. That means, so that has attracted not only the Kaumaras, other kids of his age, but also the elders, the parents of other kids. Usually if you somehow drag the baby, the child, and the automatically parents also will come. You don't need to invite them. Correct? You just somehow attract other kids. Then parents will automatically come. Like a shadow. Automatically they appear. Correct? The liberation automatically follows. Correct? You just simply influence or simply make whatever you do attract to the children. Then the rest will automatically, they come, parents will come. Because parents are coming, grandparents also will come. Grandparents are very curious about what their grandchildren are doing. They can't think anything else other than grandchildren. Correct? So that means everybody become Krishna consciousness. So that is very good. And not only that, Prabhupada further expressed desire to perform, you know, have Radha Krishna deity. So at the age of 6, he got Radha Krishna deity. Because of that quality, Prabhupada said, okay, we have a temple in Melbourne, there should be Radha Krishna, Radha Vallabha. Correct? So he made sure that we also get whatever he got. Then of course, so it took him around 25 years, as he started educated. Today's appearance day, so we try to understand a little bit about Prabhupada's life. Prabhupada Yasmin. Yasmin Prabhupada Karna Vipyuse. Correct? Just like we engage our ear in hearing glories of Supreme Lord, we feel pleased. Similarly, by hearing glories of the devotees like Prabhupada, today's appearance day, just a little bit about his history. So then within, in 1922, he met his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhi Goswami Maharaj. And you can see, first Prabhupada, then the next photo, or there. Next to Prabhupada is Bhakti Siddhanta Sosi Goswami Maharaj. So in 1922, so what was his age? Simple. So 1922 plus 5, any year, just plus add. 2023 plus 5, it becomes? 123 plus 5? Yeah. So, 120 years. That means Prabhupada appeared 120 years ago. To make your life easy, simply add plus 5 for whatever the year. Correct? Don't do much to complication. So then, of course, then after that, in 1932, that is 10 years after meeting Bhakti Dasa Maharaj, he has formally accepted Diksha. So when he accepted his formally becoming a disciple. Now one is, actually, this Diksha is a more of a formality. Although you are connected already. But formally accepting Diksha, on the same day Prabhupada got both first initiation, second initiation, at once. Okay, so that was in 22. So then, Prabhupada actually developed scholarly. So he became very expert in Sanskrit already. Then able to present, preaching, able to explain very nicely. And Gaudiya Math impressed with him. So therefore they gave him a honorary title as Bhakti Vedanta. So we always say Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Correct? So Nama Om Vishupadaya Krishna Padaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamini. Correct? Bhakti Vedanta. That's a title before. So the Bhaktivedanta title was given to him in 1932. Then what was his age at that time? 32 plus 5. 37, correct? So at the age of 37, he got this title, honorary title of Bhaktivedanta. And Bhaktivedanta became very popular. You go to Vrindavan, there is Bhaktivedanta Marg, correct? Go to some places, there is Bhaktivedanta Institute. That means it is named after Prabhupada. Not only in India, Vrindavan, but you go to Canada. There is one place called Bhaktivedanta Marg, Bhaktivedanta Route, correct? Yeah, so you can see that whatever Prabhupada is bestowed with, so he is getting popular. Then in 1944, he started Back to God at magazine. I'm sure all of you seen, correct? So 44 means 44 plus 5, at the age of 49, he started his magazine single-handedly. Writer is Prabhupada, the person who goes to purchase the paper is Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he takes those papers and go to the printer with his article, print it. So Prabhupada, then you have to, after printing, what do you do? Don't keep in your house. You go and distribute to people. And he also did that. So single-handedly, from writing some articles, and Prabhupada also very smart. You know, he writes article in the today's context. If there is some burning issue facing the world, and he will present this bhakti, divine message in that context. And if you see his books publication, there's one book called Easy Journey to Other Planets. How many have you seen? Small book. Easy Journey to Other Planets. These days people are working very, very hard to go to moon. When Prabhupada wrote book, that time these Russians have sent something called Sputnik to the moon. Everybody is talking about moon, Sputnik, everybody talking about. Prabhupada said, yes, easy journey to other planet. Don't worry about Sputnik. Here is my easy journey to other planets. Whether you want to moon planet, earth planet, or even the Vaikuntha Loka, cross this universe. Easy journey. Simply by becoming divine consciousness, you can go there. So this is Prabhupada one. So he, in 1962, the first version of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he published. 1962. So then immediately after publication, what did he do? He started journey to, he prepared himself. He actually established something called as League of Devotees. You heard about the League of Devotees Prabhupada created? In India he set up. He wanted actually to be a worldwide federation. So actually he started League of Devotees. So somehow faced some trouble. But anyway, in that process he also initiated one devotee. His name is Prabhakar Misra. He became Prabhupada. He is the first disciple of Prabhupada in India. In the world wide anyway. Yeah. So then in 1965, Prabhupada started journey to New York. So 1965. So 65 plus 5? 70. Correct? So at the age of 70, so Prabhupada started journey to America. Then of course it took him almost 35 days to reach Boston. Nowadays if you want to reach America, how many days it takes? You take a flight, Qantas Airways, within 14 hours you can land in Los Angeles, then take another flight after a few hours, then you can land in Boston. That means within 24 hours you can reach there. So at that time Prabhupada somehow managed to get one ticket to go in a Jaladut, in a cargo ship actually. So he went there. Of course, all of you heard about the challenges he faced during cargo ship and the turbulence in the ocean, Pacific Ocean, but finally reached safely. Even that the navigator, the one who navigates, the captain of that ship, he was actually surprised that even though so much of turbulence came, finally they smoothly reached the destination. He was surprised, what is this divine thing happening? The later realized that in cargo there is one sannyasi, there is one sadhu, saintly person. So because of that, they reached safely. Yeah. So then, 1 year after that, in 1966, July 20, 1966, Prabhupada formally established this ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, registered formally. Like you start some entity. So you prepare, you have a lawyer and prepare a form and register with the government. So that way government, now this became a legal entity. Somebody can contribute legally to this institutes, correct? This organization, International Krishna Consciousness. Then 2 years after that, Prabhupada formally you know, with his disciple, established the first Ratha Yatra in San Francisco. Like we have Ratha Yatra here in December, in January, February, of course in India in June, July, everywhere. So now this Ratha Yatra is a big thing worldwide. They call Festival of India, and if you see Back to Mass and Defection, every day the Ratha Yatra is going on, very regularly. Then of course, Prabhupada wanted to make sure that this organization is managed properly. You see, it became very big. You see ISKCON in Melbourne, ISKCON in Sydney, ISKCON in Mauritius, ISKCON in Russia, like this everywhere in the world. So there should be some system of management. Otherwise, you know, everybody thinks they are leader, they will fight around. So to manage it better, he formed what we call GBC, Governing Body Council. So then of course, like this is continued. And one of the goal of ISKCON was to establish holy place in the temples and venue places, in important holy places like Mayapur, Vrindavan, also every other places. So they even acquired land in Mayapur. How many of you been to Mayapur? Mayapur, yeah. So this is a big, now the big temple is appearing, moon is rising, Chandrodaya Mandir is appearing, correct? Very big, one of the biggest in India, maybe worldwide, such a big temple is coming. And there, when you go there, you will see everyone, just like United Nations. When you go to the United Nations, you see only few. Here is the representative of Australia, representative of America, like only few people. But you go to Mayapur, so many Russians, so many Ukrainians who are fighting there in their country, but here they are living peacefully. So many, I don't know whether Pakistanis are there, there might be. Correct? So like that, everybody together, so very happily going on. So there's a true United Nation. Then of course, Prabhupada has come to Melbourne first time. When did he come? In April 3, 1972. 1972, the first time he came to Melbourne. Because he put his foot in Melbourne, we have this temple. And he has given many classes on that Vyasasana only. The same Vyasasana. Actually, same. Not different, same Vyasasana. He sat there. And somebody asked, Prabhupada, how much time it takes to become Krishna consciousness? He says, 1 minute. One moment. You say, I am surrendered to you, Krishna. I will follow your instruction given in Bhagavad Gita and then make my life successful. In 1 minute, you can become Krishna consciousness. So that is the benediction he has given. And of course, after establishing this, so he traveled worldwide. 14 times. For what? Not for sightseeing. Usually we go sightseeing to Bali, sightseeing to America, sightseeing to Europe. Sightseeing only most of the time. But Prabhupada was also traveling like us. But his mission was to establish this, give this Krishna Bhakti to everyone. So he's very busy. Worldwide too. Each time we go to different countries, different cities and all, establish. So taking so much of hard work. Actually giving lecture is not easy, by the way. If you want to give a half an hour, 1 hour lecture, you have to think about it so much. Then it is also tiresome. But tireless, going from one country to the country, did that. So because of that, you know, during his lifetime, I mean, within 11 years of founding of Hare Krishna movement ISKCON, he has established more than 108 temples worldwide. Imagine, within 10 years, you start, end, in 10 years, 108 temples worldwide. And who are the devotees? Devotees, people who never heard about Krishna. The people simply addicted to meat eating, people who simply addicted to woman hunting, people who are simply addicted to drinking wine, people simply addicted to gambling in Las Vegas. Such people were transformed into devotees, hippies become happies. Is it possible? Correct? And they went all over the world. They went to London, they went to Paris, they established Radha Parisheswara, like Radha Vallabha, their deity is Radha Parisheswara. They went to London, they established Radha Londoneswara. The one Krishna, Radha Krishna is called as Radha Londoneswara. How many of you went to London? Okay, if you happen to go to London, you go to the important street, just like Swanson Street, they have got a Soho Street. On the main street of London, you find Radha Londoneswara. Correct? Like that everywhere. You go to New York, Of course, New York was the first one. But you go to New York, you go to San Francisco, go to Los Angeles, any country you go, any city you go in the world, you will find Hare Krishnas. And all you need, you just need to have desire. Simple desire. That I want to eat sattvic food. That's all. Correct? Simple desire. The simple desire. I want to eat a food which is sattvic in nature. And you ask anyone in that city, they will tell you there is Govindas. Same thing happened to me. In 1999, I went to Barcelona. So Barcelona, I was visiting Barcelona Technical University. That professor, I asked, you know, my meal requirement is very strict, pure vegetarian. Where can I find? He said, let's go. I will take you to Govindas. And you go to Govindas. There you see very beautiful picture of Shiva taking halahala, the poison. Then Krishna and all this one. Then they say menu. You open a menu. He says, chawal, lassi, like this. I never found in any, even in India also we can't find in menu like chawal, lassi, roti, like that. So such a beautiful way. So you can see, so that is other one, the restaurants worldwide. Not only temples, restaurants, ashrams and so on. Then of course, books, you all know. There are so many books Prabhupada has written. Srimad Bhagavatam, 16 cantos. Chaitanya Charitamrita, several cantos. Then so many, Bhagavad Gita, so many. So like this, so many, more than 26 books he has published within 10 years. This is amazing. Then of course, he continued, and within 10-11 years, so he disappeared in 1977, November 14. So that is why we celebrate in November, Prabhupada Disappearance Day. Actually, devotee's appearance and disappearance is transcendental. Just like Lord's appearance and disappearance is transcendental, devotee's also. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, so those who remember my appearance and pastime, if you remember, and such a person will not come back to this material world. Once you leave your body, go back to Vaikuntha Loka, you don't come back here. Similarly, those who remember Prabhupada's appearance and his activities and then his disappearance, if you simply remember, you get connected with Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada is fully connected with Supreme Lord, you connect with Prabhupada, therefore you have an entry. Yeah, so this is, so you can see all of this happened within, 11 years. So this is a really amazing achievement. Okay, so with that let me conclude. So you can see, so in this verse, glorifies the importance of engaging our ear, Karna. You know, Karna usually in Mahabharata, we think of Karna as another warrior who joined the Kaurava party. Correct? We know Karna, hear more about. Karna means ear also. Karna is ear. So simply having this ear engaged in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, you derive a joy. And by that you achieve this karma vasana dunante, so eradicated. And what do you do? And then you engage, you get this transcendental vision. That is what I said, transcendental vision. And with transcendental vision, you see everyone equally. Then you don't see anybody enemy. No more war. No more fighting. Everybody living peacefully. So this is the goal, perfection. That is through having our consciences become more divine. When our conscience becomes more divine, what happens? Our intelligence becomes spiritual. And when our intelligence becomes spiritual, our mind is steady. When our mind is steady, we are peaceful. When you are peaceful, we are happiness. Therefore, the happiness formula is making our consciousness Krishna consciousness. Okay, so with that, let me stop here. So thank you very much for your hearing. Any question? Come on. Okay, if there are no questions, again, Srila Prabhupada Appearance Day ki? Nandostava ki? Jai. So usually this festival used to happen in the temple, but some of you know that this time is happening in that St. Kilda Hall. So, of course, you can go and join them, which is going to start at 10:30. Okay, we have another 1 hour to one hour or more to go there. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Thank you all. Thank you all devotees joining through YouTube. Hopefully. Hare Krishna.